At 24 minutes past seven, and moving on to a genuinely amazing story. I couldn't believe this story when I started learning about it yesterday, and the fact that I was able to record this interview with the man himself almost straight away and bring it to you this morning on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. It's really fascinating. So this is a Peterborough man who we're about to hear from, who was abandoned as a baby 66 years ago. He was a foundling, as they're sometimes known. He's finally learned who his mum was and where he came from all these years later. His name's David Stevenson, and he was found in the hallway of a London apartment block when he was just a few days old. So he grew up with an adoptive family, and then around 17 years ago, he and his wife Julie started trying to piece together David's past. They finally got some answers, thanks in large part to the team at the ITV programme Long Lost Family. Here is David now, sharing his story in his own words.
Well, growing up, I always knew that I was adopted and that I was a foundling. I'd been found in a block of flats. But it really wasn't until I had children of my own that I started really to think hard about where I had come from. And I obtained my adoption record. And then Julie got involved, and my wife, and she immediately realized that there was information in that. One of the things that I found out from my adoption record was there was a picture of me in a newspaper. My picture was actually on the front page of the Daily Mail.
Yes, you were front page news when you weren't even like a week old.
Exactly. So the Daily Mail did kind of a follow-up piece in an effort to see if there's anybody who you knew something about my story. Then a little bit later, we went to an event at the Foundling Museum. This was back in 2015. And that was really when I came into the sort of orbit of the production company who do Long Lost Family, Born Without Trace. The thing that the program has done for me is we've been able to make a breakthrough in identifying exactly who my birth mother was, and this is a combination of DNA and genealogical research. You know, identifying the family. But the thing the program did, of course, was to contact the family, who have been incredibly welcoming to me as an individual, because they didn't know me from Adam, frankly. They've totally welcomed me, and you see that in the program.
Just to take it back almost to the very start, the picture of you on the front page of the Daily Mail in 1960... They call you the Rainbow Baby, which is one of those sort of tabloidy, but it's also somehow quite sweet as a nickname. Explain why they called you that.
Well, the things that I was clothed and wrapped up in were just of lots of different colours. So you know, there's some sub editor back in the Daily Mail days who came up with that name, but it did stick, and it's been very useful as a kind of moniker. So we set up a website, and when we were doing things on social media, we've kind of used the Rainbow Baby name. But I agree with you, it's a great name, and has been very useful.
And after years of slogging, finally getting a name for your birth mum and just learning who she was, what was that like?
Well, that was amazing, really. Unfortunately, she has died. She died in 2010. So I haven't had the opportunity to meet her, which is a great shame. But she has been kind of brought to life for me by the stories that, you know, my new relatives have told me about her. And I've always felt you know, a huge sympathy for the position that, as a young woman, that she was faced with. She'd come to London to be an au pair, found herself pregnant, and had decided to go through with the birth. And I think that that she made some kind of arrangement for me to be looked after. It's certainly the case that I was looked after well for the first few days. And I think something went wrong with that arrangement. which led to the police being called and then me being taken into care. I think she did the best she possibly could, and I have nothing but sympathy for her.
David Stevenson there, who's now 65, he was found in the hallway of an apartment block in Golders Green in London when he was just a few days old, landed on the front page of the Daily Mail, dubbed the rainbow baby by the papers, grew up with an adoptive family, had a very happy childhood, but always had this question as to who he was and where he came from. And thanks to this TV show, you know, Long Lost Family on ITV, which is the one fronted by Davina McCall and Nikki Campbell, you know, they've done the whole genealogical tracking and the DNA connections, and they've helped him find like a whole posse of relatives he never knew he had, hundreds of miles away in the Netherlands. And he also, as it happens, has an Indonesian grandma, or at least his grandmother was from Indonesia. It's such a fascinating story. The show is now available on Catch Up on ITV Player. We'll hear more from David on Breakfast later this morning, hear what it was like meeting his auntie, meeting his cousins in the Netherlands when he got to go and connect with them. That's later here on Breakfast on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.